Turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 1. Deuteronomy chapter number 1, verse number 1 said, "These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizbah. There are 11 days journey from Horeb to the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 14th year, in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel, according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them, after he had slain Shihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt in Ashtaroth in Dara, on this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn ye and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, and in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, and to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them that and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord your God hath multiplied you. And behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he hath promised you." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought: almost to the promised land. Almost to the promised land. As we see them here, Moses is getting the children ready, and they come up to the Jordan, and they're getting ready to pass over Jordan, and they're getting ready to go into the promised land. Now, they've done defeated the two kings that was on this side of Jordan. They done just thumped them thoroughly good. And he tells them it's time to go on. God said we got to step out. And God begins to move out and promote them to move out in the direction God would have them to go. Amen. I think it's good for God's people to always try to continue in the way that he'd have us to go. If we ain't careful, we get sidetracked and we get complacent in our walk and complacent in our talk and our acts and our deeds, and we forget to remember God. We forget the direction that he wants us to go. Amen? We all do it. So Moses is trying to lay it out for them, and he lays it out and he tells them that it's time to move on. It's time to press on to go just a little bit farther, praise God. And so they're almost into the promised land. They're almost into that. What is the promised land? That's that place of promise. It's a place of promises. Amen? Praise God. It's an amazing thing to be almost to the promised land. But it's a better thing to be in the promised land. Amen? That's that land of promise. Praise God. That's where God begins to fulfill all the things, praise God, that he said that he could. Now, theologians tell us, and I don't know exactly because I've never searched it out and counted myself, but they say there's over 8,000 promises in the Word of God from God. Amen? Over 8,000 promises in the Word of God from God. Now, if God promises you something, he don't renege on his promises. God will fulfill his promises that he has promised to you and I. Praise the Lord. He fulfilled those promises. But they got discouraged. They got disheartened, praise God. And they begin to wonder. You say, he said, go on into the land. Go into all these places. And I want you to look at this. If you'll look at this tonight, you'll realize that that little old place where Israel is tonight, that little nation of Israel, is nowhere near what God said it should be. Amen. They just a little speck of dust compared to what God gave them. Amen. There's a whole lot of land over there that belongs to the nation of Israel. Praise God. God's chosen people, praise God. But we see how he lays it out for them. And he says to go in and possess the land. Verse number 8, the Lord swear unto your fathers, unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Who does it belong to? It belongs to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the seed after them. Praise God. Amen. That's who it belongs to. He said, it's that time to go in and take it. And he said, he's speaking to you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. He said, hey, praise God. He said, I can't do this. I can't show you. I can't direct you. I can't take you in. I can't fulfill the promises that God has made to you. Amen. There's no man that can. I can't. You can't. He can't. Nobody can. Amen. Fulfill the promises that God has made to you and I. Amen. We can press along in the right direction. We can stay with the cause and stay with the effect and do what we can, praise God, to be pleasing to God and come along together for God's glory and keep marching on, praise God, and hope that God will help us not to mess up along the way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we see all the promises that was given. Amen. So they've been out here 40 years marching in the wilderness. Now the problem is, the reason they're out here 40 years marching in the wilderness is because God brought them up into the promised land, brought them up to the Kadesh Barnea, praise God. So they said, hey, let's just go in and let's just look at this thing. Well, look at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 19. Look what it says. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all the great and terrible wilderness, which ye saw by the way of the mountains of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said unto you, you are come unto the mountains of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. Amen. The Lord, he said, he doesn't give it to us. Now, if God give it to you, then it's yours from God. Amen. He said, behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And you came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and in what city we shall come. Amen. You see what they're doing? Praise God, if you ain't careful, you make excuses for not just doing what God tells you to do. They said, you know what, let's just send some men and let them go in and check us out and, you know, just figure out the way that we're going to go in and when we get in, what city we're going to dwell in and, you know, how we're going to get this thing set up and how we're going to, and praise God, they want none of that in the verbiage of God. God was saying, Moses said, hey, God's already given us to it. Let's just go in and possess the land. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, if you're going into the promised land, you just got to go in and possess the land. Yeah. Just take control of that he's given to you. And saying, please me well. And I told, I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain and came into the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. Now that Eshcol, that is what they call the place of the cluster. If you'll remember, when the spies went in, praise God, and they surveyed the land, they spied out the land, and when they got ready to come out of there, they got a great old big cluster of grapes. And it was so massive, praise God, grapes like watermelons or cantaloupes. Praise God, had to put it on a beam and carry it between them as they brought out the goodness of the land. Amen. You know what they're bringing out there? They're bringing out the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. I said, I done give you the promised land, praise God, that land of promise. Praise His name. He said, they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down unto us and brought us a word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. And there it is again. It's God's give us this land. He said, notwithstanding you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And you murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, He hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us in the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. God done said you had it, it's yours. Moses didn't say go up and fight. He said, praise God, just go in and possess the land. Amen. I tell you what we need to do today, young, praise God, is just go in and possess the land. Praise God, it's God. And He offers it a gift to me and you. And we ought to just take it by force, praise God, and say glory, hallelujah. The God of glory go before us. Amen. Praise His holy name. So whether shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our heart, saying, The people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and wild up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there, the sons of the giants. He said, then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes and in the wilderness where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee as a man doth bear his son in all the way that you went until you came unto this place. Amen. He said, praise God, God Almighty. He's done told you. He done brought you out of Egypt. He done delivered you through the wilderness. He's been there with you every step of the way. You've wanted for nothing. Praise God. And God says, go in and possess the land. But what would they do? Look at verse 32. He said, yet in this thing you did not believe the Lord your God. They was called in unbelief. They was called in discouragement. Because ten men come back with a bad report. And so, oh, these giants in the land. We can't overcome them giants. I want to tell you, I serve a God, a giant killing God. I serve a God that's able to defeat the giants that come up against us. Praise God. And He's able, praise the Lord, to do all those things that He promised us. Amen. Amen. Even in the land, praise God, He's able to do all things. Let me tell you, let me just give you a few things tonight that God's able to do. God's able to give you rest. God promises to give you rest. Amen? He offers us rest. Look at Matthew chapter number 11. Matthew chapter number 11. God gives us a promise of rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. He's come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Where does rest come from? Rest comes from the Lord. You can seek it and look for it, and you'll never find it. But when you get rest from God Almighty, God promises you rest. You'll get a rest like you've never had before. There'll be a rest. There'll be a peace. But he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. That's where the rubber meets the road. When you can rest down in your soul. When you can have peace with God down in your heart. Amen. Do you ever realize, praise God, you get peace with God down your heart, rest with God down your heart, you'll have rest and peace with the world that you live in. Amen. The obstacles, praise God, will be gone. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. It's not heavy. It's not hard to bear. And God promises, praise God, that He'll give you rest. Now, I want you to notice how personal these are. Amen. Not only does He offer you a promise of rest, but He offers you a promise of strength. He offers a promise to strengthen you. In Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 14. He said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Amen. Now watch this. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints, afraid of what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, praise God, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that God promises that He'll give you strength. Amen. He'll strengthen you when you need strengthening. Praise God. Not only will He give you rest, but He'll give you strength. Praise God. To overcome the obstacles that you face. Man, that's promises of God. Praise the Lord. That's a promise He gives us. Not only does He give us a promise of strengthen you, but He promised to take care and meet all your needs. Amen. All your needs. Look at Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4, verse 19. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He said He'll supply. God will supply all your need. He said, praise God. It's about you, praise God. God Almighty is all about you. Amen. He's there to do for you. He's there to offer up you the promises of God. That's amazing. I don't deserve none of this. Well, I got to reading this other day and I thought, praise God, God, there's so many promises here. And it ain't a drop in the bucket compared to 8,000 that they say's in here. 8,800 to be exact, 810. That promises that's made by God Almighty to those that trust and believe in Him. But you know why we don't retain to Him? Because we just don't trust Him today. Amen. We're like those children of Israel, praise God. They said, well, there's giants over there. Amen. Praise God. Joshua Caleb stood up and said, praise God, there's a giant killing God. Hey, praise God's going to go with us. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing to be afraid of. Said, we can take it. Praise the Lord. But we see the promise of God to take care of you. And then there's a promise of God to answer your prayers. Amen. Your prayers, our prayers. Look back over in Matthew chapter number 7, verse 7 and 8. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you, or be given you. Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. Praise God. God said He'll hear and answer your prayer. He promises to answer your prayer. He said if we cry out to God, He would hear and answer your prayers. Amen. But He said we got to be persistent. We got to be consistent. Amen. Praise God. In our prayers. He said, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open to you. Amen. We got to seek and we got to knock and we got to seek and God knock. And sometimes you just got to keep knocking, praise God, till God Almighty answers our prayers because we know He can. There's no doubt He can. I don't have a doubt in the world that God can hear and answer prayers. Amen. I know He can. Praise God. According to His perfect will and His perfect time, He does. Amen. And God promises to hear and answer your prayers. Not only is He promised to hear and answer your prayer, but God promised to work everything out according to your good. Now that's a tough one sometimes. He works it out according to your good. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8 and verse 28. They say, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. There's the secret tonight. To loving God because He first loved us. Amen. If you want things to work out, praise God, for your good and God's glory, then we need to love God. So them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, when He did predestinate them, He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. Now watch this. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Amen. Praise God. There's a promise of God that He'll work everything out for your good. That one day, praise God, you and I will be glorified, praise God, in heaven. Amen. It's as if we already are now. Those that's born again, that's saved, that's a seeking the Lord God, that's looking for His appearing. It's just as if we're already there. Amen. The promise of God. Praise the Lord. The promise, praise God, that God says it's all for your good. Not only does it say, but God promises to be with you in it all. That He wouldn't leave you, praise God. You know He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Look over at Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 2. Says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise. And go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that sole your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of these Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee. Now watch this. All the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Praise God, ain't you glad you've got the same God tonight? A God that said He'd never fail you, He'd never forsake you, He'd always be there to help you. I pray God always be there to promise He'd give you to be there with you. Wherever you are, there He is. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. He said, verse number 6, he said, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, that thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have a good success. Praise God, praise God. That's the way to get things done, is just stay with God, stay with His Word, stay with His promise, trust in the Lord, praise God, with all your heart. Amen. He says, have I not commanded thee, verse number 9, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll be with you high and I'll be with you low. I will be with you. Praise God. It's a promise from God to be with you. Notice how personal these all are. Amen. They're all personal. Amen. Promises. Said He promised to be there. He promised to protect you. To protect you. Look at Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Verse number one. Psalms 91, verse number 1, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. That's like under that little hen's wings, praise God. That place of safety, that place of protection, that place out of the storm. Glory, hallelujah. He said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Praise God. I want to say there's no place or no safer place that you could be than in under the umbrella of God Almighty. Praise His holy name. A place of protection for you. Amen. Praise God for you. Amen. Not only is it a place of protection for you, but God promised that nothing can separate you from Him. Amen. Nothing can separate you from Him. Back in Romans chapter number 8. Amen. Chapter number 8 and verse number 38. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said there's a force of power, praise God, that's so great. There's a promise of God that's offered us His protection, that He said there's nothing in this world that can separate you from the Lord Jesus Christ. You, praise God. It's personal again. There's nothing in this world that can separate you from Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why we just need to keep our eyes on Him, praise God. Just keep focused. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but he said, wait a minute, preacher. I know what you're saying. He said, wait a minute, preacher. What about sin? What about sin? Sin comes in and it separates us. It can. It don't separate us from Christ, praise God, but it breaks our fellowship. Amen. It don't make you lose your salvation, but it'll break your fellowship with the Lord. But God even has an answer for that. God gives us a promise, praise God, of freedom from sin. In 1 John chapter number 1, verse 9, he said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. Praise God, just as all these other promises are, says, yeah, praise God, is personal, it's to us, it's to you, it's to me. He said, praise God, when it comes to sin, when it comes for freedom from sin, He said, if we'll confess our sins, that He is faithful and He is just, praise God, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Forgiving us of our sins, praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Praise the Lord. Amen. John chapter 8, verse 36, said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Pretty personal, ain't it? If the Son shall make you free, praise God, you'd be free indeed. You'd be free in the Lord. Amen. When you're free in the Lord, praise God, we have the blessed hope of Christ. He said, then God gives us the one of the greatest and biggest promises of all. He says that God promised you everlasting life. Amen. You know where that's at? John 3:16. Amen. In John 3:16, in the Word of God. In John 3:16, praise God, he said that there's a God of heaven that made us a promise. Amen. And he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. So God offers us a promise of everlasting life. Praise God. So when you look at this tonight and you see what's taking place and you see that we're almost in the promised land, we're just almost to the point of getting in there, we're almost to the point, just like the Hebrew was, just like the Jew was, they come right to the very coast of going into the promised land, but they don't make it in. Why didn't they make it in? Because of unbelief. Amen. Because they didn't trust the Lord. Praise God, they come right up to the point. So how do you enter into the promised land? We're almost there. We've coasted up to the edge, praise God. We've peeking over. But how do we get in? Praise the Lord. We just trust the Lord God of heaven. He said they come up to the edge. They come up to the point of going in. But then verse 32 of Deuteronomy 1 said, but yet in this thing you did not believe the Lord. Here it is. Your God. See, all these promises of God are to you. All these promises of God are to me. But he said, when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, praise God, do we really believe God? Do we really trust the Lord? Amen. I believe we're coming to a day and a time that we're going to have to, that trust, that faith is going to be tried. Amen. Our faith and our trust is going to be tried. Who's your faith? Who's your trust in? You better not put it in this world, they'll let you down. You better not put it in our politicians, they'll let you down. Amen. Better not put it in our law enforcement or military. Better not put your faith in none of that. They will let you down. They'll fail you. You say, well, preacher, if we can't put our faith and trust in them, who can we put our faith and trust? We need to put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. Him and Him only. Praise God, because He's the one that makes a difference. He's the one, praise God, that'll bring us through. He's the one that offers a promise. Look, we're almost into the promised land. Where is that? What is the promised land? The promised land is that place of faith where we come in the faith of God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ, and we enter in, praise God, and a place where He gives us that rest and peace, where He's there with us, where He admonishes us and helps us and gives us and meets our needs. Praise God, according to what we need day by day, for every day our lives, and He touches our hearts, and He touches our minds, and He touches the folks around us, and He begins to draw us together in one envelope for the glory of God. Amen. That's the promised land. That's that land of promise where God has promised to bring us to. All of His promises, where do they lead to? The promise, where is the promised land? It's in God Almighty. The promised land is in the Lord. Amen. It's not in a specific place, praise God, but it's in a place where we've lined up with God. We've trusted Him to take us and help us and minister to us and meet all our needs according to His perfect will. Amen. That's the promised land. That's the promised land. That's when the stock market falls and your 401ks go out the bottom. Praise God, you can still shake your hand to heaven and say, God is good. Amen. Because He is. He's still in control. He still owns it all. We could lose everything we have in this world. Praise God, but we still got all we need if we got Him. Amen. Amen. He said, not see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He said, it's pride and need. Moses asked the Jew, he said, hey, listen. He said, Israel, he said, hey, listen. Did He not bring you out of Egypt? Didn't He bring you through the wilderness? Didn't He give you water when you was thirsty? Didn't He give you food when you was hungry? Amen. For 40 years, didn't He take... Praise God, your shoes didn't even wax old. Amen. That's always... Every time I think about that, it amazes me. Them little old youngins, praise God, growed up, and I reckon their shoes just growed with them. Amen. Now you talk about a God that can grow shoes to stay on little old youngins' feet. Now that's a God. You say, well, preacher, he brought water out of the rock. Praise God, yes, he did, but praise God to take those little youngins and keep shoes on their feet for 40 years in the wilderness. Clothes on her back, praise God, food on her table, God be the glory. Amen. But if we ain't careful, somebody, some old long nose something will come along and say, well, you know, I thank God can't butt. Amen. Amen. Them old goats come along and they go to button this and button that. And if we ain't careful, we get to listening to them. When we are saying, you know what? I believe God's got this. I believe God's able. I believe He's the God of the promised land. I believe God's the God of promise that brought us into the land. And He's kept us with His promise in the land. Praise God. I think I'll just go with God. And God just began to bless us and He pours out goodness upon us. And we see the mighty hand of God. Amen. But these people began to murmur and complain. And they said, you just didn't believe God. Amen. So God said, He said, I let you go in the wilderness for about 40 years till all those murmurs and complainers were gone. Amen. Let them die out in the wilderness. They never saw the promised land because they didn't realize the promiser. Amen. Which is God Almighty, praise God, who made them a promise. And if God makes a promise, He'll keep His promise. And just as I laid out these few little promises tonight, there's a whole lot more promises than that that God has made to you and me. Praise God, it's personal tonight. And God says, I'll fulfill my promises to you. Praise God, I'll call you into the promised land. In a land with me, praise God, a land of promise, a land of hope. Praise God, a land that's out of this world. Amen. It's a place where we gather together with Him while we're waiting to go be with Him on the other side. Amen. That promised land, that land, praise God, of promise while we're looking for Jesus. Amen. To swoop down and take us out, to call us out one by one or in a bunch. Either way, be all right with me. Amen. I'm just looking for a soon coming Savior. Praise His holy name.